You've been reporting for a few news organizations. I've seen your byline in the Toronto Star, the BBC, CBC, and of course the Globe and Mail, where you're now writing on personal finance a lot, I've seen. Just tell us a bit background about yourself. I mean, how did you end up reporting for the Globe and Mail in Rosslyn?
Well, I mean, it wasn't just Rosslyn that was never going to be, I was never really part of the plan when I first started writing for the Globe. I've been kind of writing for the Globe kind of on and off for the last 4 years. And I actually moved down to Rosslyn during the pandemic. I was a freelancer back then and was living in Toronto at the time, but I'm a pretty avid snowboarder like a lot of other people in the Kootenays, and kind of took the opportunity to move out here full time and see what kind of living in a smaller community was like. And at first, I mean, the plan was just to be here for a season while freelancing, but now I've been here for I think about 2 years now. And kind of midway through my time here is when I happened to get offered a job at the Globe, and yeah, they were fine with remotes, and now I'm kind of sticking around here and trying to write about the region as much as possible as well, just because I think there is a lot more interest these days in kind of what's going on in smaller regions, since there's been so many more people kind of moving out to those areas.
Sure, and not too long ago you filed a really insightful piece on how people are getting kind of outpriced from bigger communities around here and are heading out to Salmo. So talk to me a little bit about that. What prompted the idea for that story?
Well, I think, you know, in the larger cities, people are always talking about how, you know, first people were getting shifted out into the further stretches of Toronto, and then they were kind of getting moved out into more suburban areas. And recently, even before this piece, I was writing about how now people are kind of commuting sometimes 2 or 3 hours to get into major urban centers. So I was kind of interested to see, or there just hadn't really been any reporting on that kind of same phenomenon taking place in smaller regions as well. And I was pretty fascinated by just hearing anecdotally how many people were moving to Salmo. And it was interesting that, I mean, that was the kind of place where, you know, housing is more affordable. And yeah, it's a little further away, but not too far. But, you know, a lot of people who work in Salmo, or a lot of people live in Salmo these days, rather, are commuting to places like Nelson and Trail. So I found it interesting that, you know, the same thing that people in larger cities are dealing with, that sort of same thing is happening in these communities as well.
Real estate is booming out here. I mean, the house prices around Nelson are, you know, rising rapidly. And we've also seen financially with the living wage for Nelson just came out the other day. It's about a $5 gap between the minimum wage and the actual living wage that is required to live around here. So, I mean, what does that do to people that you talk to in this story? They're kind of retreating out to Salmo, which is obviously a little less convenient if you're having a family and if you're, you know, relying on access to services and stuff. So what was there anything that struck you particularly about the people who are migrating to Salmo?
I think they're kind of two camps, and one of them was that, you know, these were people who couldn't really afford a home anywhere else at all, and a lot of these people weren't only just from the region, but they've been people who were moving kind of all throughout BC for a lot of their lives, you know, moving from maybe the Kelowna area to a small town on the island, and then now the small town on the island is getting too expensive, so they managed to find Salmo, which is, you know, a place that they can still actually kind of set up their lives. So there was a kind of one camp that, you know, this is kind of the only option for them really that they could see. And there was another camp as well that, I mean, often there are people who are from the Kootenays who, you know, maybe they could afford a home like a condo or something in Nelson or Trail, but, they just found that, you know, in a town like Salmo, they could just get so much more with their money. And they felt that it was worth it to be a little bit further away, just to have a better quality of life when it comes to their home. So I think, you know, there's definitely people who in cities like Nelson and even Rosslyn, they feel stuck by how expensive it is. So that's definitely part of what's pushing people into smaller communities.
We have record inflation and the finances are looking pretty dire in a lot of segments of the population. What are you picking up from that as a reporter who has his sort of eye on the market, the eye on prices, the eye on inflation and things like that? What's, you know, are these things that you were expecting to cover in this way a few years ago?
I mean, definitely not a few years ago. I mean, I've only really been writing personal finance stuff for the last couple of years. And I mean, it has become, I mean, so much bigger of a topic and so much more of a topic that's on the top of people's minds. What I find interesting about this region, though, is, you know, mortgages and higher interest rates, they're definitely affecting people in cities, and they're affecting, you know, the price of homes over in cities as well, with kind of the prices dropping over there. But what I find interesting, especially if I can talk about Rosslyn specifically, is, you know, I haven't noticed, you know, I'm in the market myself for a house, and you know, I haven't really noticed any large softening in the market here as much as you do in the cities. And, you know, what I wonder is if that's because, I mean, first of all, you have so many people from other areas who are looking here, and there's such a small supply of homes, and there's limited opportunity for more homes to be built. So, you know, it's interesting that, yeah, you have these higher interest rates that are pushing down prices in larger cities, but it doesn't seem, at least yet, to be having that same impact in terms of pushing prices down over here. So I almost feel as if maybe, you know, people in these communities are kind of feeling a double whammy, where the prices are remaining high and the interest rates are just pushing those payments even higher. So, you know, that's kind of one of another thing that I want to look at, is just whether that situation is a bit more painful for people in mountain communities.
What is it that keeps you ticking? What gets your journalistic senses going when you're looking at a finance story, for example?
Well, you know, the thing I like about personal finance as a topic is that, you know, it's not only do most people care about it, but if they don't, I feel like often they want to understand it better. It's a very like practical thing to learn. And, you know, you always hear about people wishing that they taught personal finance in schools and that sort of thing. So I like that kind of the reporting really focuses on an educational aspect, which isn't always the case when it comes to breaking news and that sort of thing. So it's been fun kind of, you know, getting to hear things in the community, hear questions that people have about their financial lives, and, you know, being able to turn that into stories that can educate people. So that's kind of been the main draw with personal finance reporting so far.
And broad, as previously stated, and now I happen to know that you're working on a story that has not so much bearing on houses, but more so on footwear. So can you tell us a little bit about the thing that you're looking into right now?
Well, yeah, these days I've been working on a feature just talking about sneaker culture and kind of Canada's part in that. One of the nice things about the Globe is, you know, you have some opportunities to work with other sections and maybe touch on arts related topics as well. So yeah, the last couple of days I've just been I've taken a little bit of a step away from my usual writing and have been kind of focusing on the cultural aspect of sneakers, which, I mean, I think people know how popular you know, sneaker culture and kind of sneaker style has become in the last decade, but it's definitely also become such a large kind of financial sector in its own right. And you know, people are paying sometimes six figures for a pair of rare shoes, and there are these big corporations that are setting up you know, kind of multi-million dollar businesses around facilitating these kinds of sales of highly sought after shoes. So it's an interesting topic, and, you know, it's not necessarily a business story, but there's definitely a business side to it for sure, with how much money people are willing to spend on these things.
Most definitely. Do you find a good peace of mind and inspiration living up there in Rosslyn while also working a job in the media industry, which we all know can be pretty hectic?
Absolutely. I mean, I still report on news all the time, and, you know, it's a hectic thing to be doing, but it's nice to be able to kind of separate myself a little bit from that and, you know, just have access to the nature and being able to ski when it's the winter and being able to rock climb as I do when it's summer. It's just, yeah, it's nice to be able to do that. And, you know, if I was living in a place like Vancouver, then you'd have a lot of other people to contend with in terms of getting out of the city and getting into the nature. So definitely been beneficial for the work-life balance. I mean, I'm one of those people from the city who came out here and probably contributing to making things a bit more expensive, but I definitely see the draw for so many people to come to a place like this, for sure.
We're closing in on the end of the year here. 2023 is almost upon us. Is there anything that you're hoping to dig into as we're moving into the next year here in terms of stories?
I think, you know, I've done a lot of writing about mortgages, which people are really thinking about a lot. And I only think it's going to be a more interesting topic as we move into next year, because these interest rates, rate hikes that we've been seeing, I mean, we're starting to expect that they might be tapering off, or at least the hikes might stop soon enough. But It still means that, there's lots of people who are going to be coming up on renewals for mortgages, or are going to continue to face pressure on their variable rate mortgages in terms of their payments increasing. So next year, I mean, mortgages are going to be top of mind still for people, even though it's been talked about a lot right now. I think it's only going to become kind of a more important topic in terms of how it's putting a stress on people's lives, and also putting a stress on not only for homeowners, but putting a stress on renters, because that's a factor that's probably going to drive up rental rates as well.
Worth to note is also that we now have a local representative in the provincial government in the form of Katrina Conroe, who was, of course, appointed Minister of Finance in the provincial government just the other day. Is that something that you've been keeping an eye on, sort of?
It's not something I've been able to look at recently, but I mean, it's going to be interesting seeing the kinds of legislation, or the kind of policy ideas that the BC government brings forth. They were kind of a pioneer in Canada with having the 3-day kind of grace period for buyers that kind of was meant to allow some cooling off with how crazy home sales have gotten here, and also kind of to allow people to be able to have a home inspection done even when it wasn't a condition in their offer. So that was an interesting policy from the BC government, and who knows, having a housing minister in BC from Interior BC, I mean, maybe it'll bring some more ideas that kind of come forth from the issues that people in Interior BC are facing.
Salman Farooqi, we are running out of time here. You're the Globe and Mail's man in Roslyn with an eye on personal finance. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, and we're looking forward to seeing more of your reporting.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.